If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
We have a double feature for you this week on our Friday restaurant news and review department. And first up is the marketing director and, I love this title, head sandwich developer for the S. Rosen's and Alpha Baking Company, Stephanie Paul. Stephanie, good morning. This is the bun, the hot dog bun that your company makes. It's the Chicago hot dog stand bun. How did that come to be?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, you know, we've been around since 1909, and we've had a long time to make the bun that just holds up best to all the great ingredients in a Chicago-style hot dog bun. And when yours actually holds up to all those magnificent ingredients, it's no wonder you become the bun at 95% of hot dog stands.
What is the history behind this business of the hot dog to bun mismatch?
I'm glad you asked. So 20 years ago, our leadership got together with the leadership at Fiena. You know, we're both family-run Chicago companies. Everyone knows each other. You know, they've known each other for years. And they're like, oh, my God, people have been complaining about this for years. It's time that our six-count buns match Vienna Beef's eight-count hot dogs. And they put that into motion.
I love these controversies that come up with Chicago hot dogs. The poppy seeds now, I'm telling you, my wife's family is in the Miami area, and they're always calling me because they cannot find poppy seed buns anywhere. What's the story on that?
You know what? It comes down to the retailers. You know, are happy to, you know, send our bread nationwide. We actually do that for our little mini cocktail breads that you see around the holidays. But you know what? In other parts of the country, people, like, they don't understand how great a poppy seed. Like, they get weirded out by it.
Yeah, well, they want it, but they can't get it. And I know you also focus on formulas like the hot dog bun hinge strength. And is that about the bun falling apart?
Yes, it's so when the bun is cut, everything doesn't end up in your lap. And what we've made is we have, you know, and it's a recipe that we've been making for decades, and it means a higher gluten bun, which means everything holds together better. It's like stuck together better, and it's just much more pleasant dining experience.
There was a Harris Poll survey on our grilling habits. I know you studied this. What was the big takeaway?
For us, obviously, we're talking about it's hot dog month, that hot dogs were 49% said that hot dogs were their favorite item to grill, you know, followed, you know, burgers and steak and chicken and then hot dogs, which we're really happy to see.
You're known as the Poppy Seed Bun Company. Why no competition? It seems like nobody else is after your share of the market.
You know what? We got to say, when you're the best, you're the best. Obviously, I'm biased. But, you know, we have been doing it so well, and we've been so connected with all the restaurants for so long. You know, they know that they don't need to worry when they order our buns, you know, and so do customers. You know, our buns will hold up when you have your family barbecue, so everyone's not wearing, you know, mustard on their shirt.
Where's the home office? Where are these buns baked?
We are in Chicago. You know, we are at on Polk Street, right off of 290. If you drive down 290 and smell bread baking, that's us. You can see a big sign on the right side if you're driving in. So wave next time if you're driving by.
I will. And I mentioned that in addition to being the marketing director for S. Rosen's and Alpha Baking Company, you're the sandwich developer. Does that mean you come up with ideas for new ways to use the bun? How does that work?
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, we take what we hear from people. We take, like, you know, problems that we solve. We actually worked on a dessert bun. You know, at the end of a grill out, you have leftover buns and everything, like, sometimes because somebody stole extra hot dogs. And then we decided to do a grilled banana Nutella Nilla wafer hot dog on a grilled bun. It was phenomenal. We just wanted to help everyone solve some little problems that come up in their life.
Do you need any assistant tasters there in the laboratory as you're trying to develop sandwiches?
We never have a problem finding tasters who are out there. So
yeah, I bet. Stephanie, how did you get involved with the company? How long have you been there?
I've been there 12 years, actually. So, you know, it's been a great time here. I started off as a little marketing associate. I've worked my way up. I like to joke I'm the last person who got hired from Monster.com. So, but I think it was my passion for food that really got me in the door.
And before we let you go, give us the 60-second history of the Chicago-style hot dog. It ties to Maxwell Street days, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. That's where it got started in the 30s. And you had all these different sellers coming in with their different produce. So you'd have, you know, Eastern Europeans with their poppy seeds and Italians with tomatoes. And the, you know, smart people selling the hot dogs were like, if I put a little bit of everyone, people are going to feel like they're getting a great deal. And they're going to feel like they see a little bit of themselves in this hot dog. And you put it all together, and you have this awesome meal that is fresh and delicious tasting.
Stephanie Paul, S. Rosen. Stephanie, thank you, and happy National Hot Dog Month to you.
Happy National Hot Dog to you as well, Bob. Thank you.
Take care. Now, as we continue our Friday food section, next we're going to talk about five Chicago restaurants joining the 2025 Michelin Guide. Also, a new pilot project brewery for Wrigleyville. And then if we have an extra minute or two, we'll talk about a place in Michigan you may want to check out for pies. Standing by to join us any moment now is the editor of Eater Chicago, Ashok Selvam. And as soon as we connect with him, we'll chat about those things and more.
It says, I am.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
I apologize, Bob. It was just a wonderful Friday. Great to be here.
I hear you. What does this mean when a restaurant gets a Michelin star?
Michelin star, those are the awards that recognize fine dining. And it's a 1-3 scale. And in Chicago, we're lucky to have a handful. And that's one of the greatest honors a restaurant can have traditionally. Michelin is obviously the tire guide, you know, the French company, and they've been doing this for years. And what they would do is, you know, to encourage folks with cars to drive out and to get some wear on their tires, they would make a kind of guides to say, hey, these are destinations, go get in your car, and these are worth checking out.
So the Michelin Guide has added five Chicago restaurants to its list this year. Let's quickly go through the five. Tell us about them, Ashok.
Yeah, well, these restaurants are eligible for stars or the big gourmands, which are like the kind of good value ones. And they Michelin is adding a kind of a layer of drama this year and the last couple years. So we have the first restaurant that we have is Mira, and that's in Bucktown. It's on the corner of Armitage and Damon. And it is an Indian Mexican fusion spot. It, you know, has great seafood. You know, if you like ceviche, just kind of imagine the kind of Mexican ceviche with a different set of spices. And there, that's becoming kind of really popular around the country. And they're one of the first ones to do it, and they do it great. Great cocktails. They have a brunch. Very accessible, and they just kind of two chefs. One worked for Rick Bayless, other one was on Top Chef, the Bravo TV cooking competition, mm-hmm. and they're doing a really fun, creative job. The another one is in Lincoln Park. It's called Nadu, And it's from a chef who is the has the only Michelin starred Indian restaurant in Chicago. That's a restaurant called Indian. This is his kind of his follow up to that restaurant, and it's not as fancy as, like I said, look, you know, Michelin stars are usually a little fancy stuff that you need reservations for. And Nadu takes kind of a regional approach to food in India. You know, they were really, you know, the Michelin Guide was really enthralled by Indian and Mexican food this year in Chicago, which is nice to see. And Nadu just, you know, it doesn't take a key region approach, but it, instead of targeting a specific place, it just gets good stuff all across you know, the subcontinent. So that's Nadu in Lincoln Park on Lincoln Avenue. Other restaurants, there's Taqueria Chingon, which came from Bucktown and found a spot off Fulton Market, and it's more casual. They're known for their street food. They're really fun tacos. These aren't like the burritos as big as your head or that sort of Mexican cuisine. These are really fun. Like octopus pastor. You know, pastor is like that kind of vertical spit that rotates. And right. Instead of like doing pork, they do marinated octopus and as a special. And just, you know, everything's cooked from scratch. Tortillas are fresh, really ingredients. That's from the owners of Le Bouchon.
And what's the name?
Legendary French.
What's that one?
Taqueria Chingon. Okay. Taqueria Chingon. Yeah.
What else we have on the list here?
What else we do we have on the list? We've got a couple of really underrated restaurants. We've got Oliver's in the South Loop, which is more of a supper club, like in the kind of in the like kind of California vein. There's not a lot of amazing restaurants in the South Loop, unfortunately, and this has great cocktails. There's a French Laundry is like one of the best restaurants in the country. One of their ex alums came in and is in charge of the kitchen there. You have great burgers, great roasted chicken. It's a real kind of chill spot that you can go in and you know, with a group or an intimate date. The bar program, I mean, that kind of gets me excited, because again, on the South Side, there are not a lot of places for like a great, you know, a solid cocktail. So Oliver's was really great.
Additions to the Michelin list: Chicago currently has 21 Michelin starred restaurants, and those are the ones joining the guide this year. Thank you, Ashok Selbaum, Eater Chicago. And we didn't have time to get into it, but if you're going to be in the Wrigleyville neighborhood soon, you can look for Pilot Project Brewing, debuting at 3473 North Clark. And also, you're traveling Michigan, great pies at a pop-up called Sister Pies. Look out for it.